Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Say hello to Illinois House Republican leader Jim Durkin. Like everyone else, he's concerned by what he saw happen to Mark Smith, the director of the DCSF agency. Jim, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much.
Did you read Dave Savini's report, or did you see it on TV?
I haven't seen that, but what I've done is that I've studied the court orders over the last half a day that were issued last week by the Circuit Court of Cook County. And it's extremely troubling. And the reason that I spoke out is that we have an incredible responsibility to the children who are under DCFS care. These are troubled children, kids who've struggled, who've left broken families, who've been abused physically, sexually. And we hold the highest standard of care, we should, for these children. But in my time in Springfield, never once has a director of DCFS ever been held in contempt of court. And when I read through the order, the court specifically stated that director is being held in contempt by his refusal to follow valid court orders, that he comply with statutory and constitutional mandates to provide adequately for a child. And within the language of these orders, it's not just one or two, it's a continued issue with this director who refuses to comply or at least give some type of clarification to the court. So I've asked for a hearing. I want this director to be able to sit before a legislative panel and ask and tell us how we got to this point. This is outrageous. And that's our job in the legislature, is provide this oversight on agencies, and particularly when it comes to the state's responsibility towards the most fragile children that we have in our society. And this is unacceptable. The facts in these cases, one is more outrageous than the other of how they got there, but the state should be embracing these children, doing everything they can to ensure that they are receiving proper care mentally and physically.
I think that what's devastating as a mother is to read about a 10-year-old girl who is being sexually trafficked out of a Chicago hotel, that men were buying her. And then she gets put into a psychiatric hospital, and long after they say, hey, we've done what we can, you need to place her in a home, she's still stuck. So not only is she abused by people in our community, but then she's put into a system that furthers the abuse, and it's absolutely devastating to read and to see, so I'm glad you're doing something about it.
This young girl has been in a psychiatric institute for over 200 days. Over 200 days, and when the court said well before that she needs to be placed in a familial situation, a year prior to that. So having this girl sitting in a psychiatric facility, coming off something you can't even imagine that one human being would do to another, let alone a child, but to just discard them and just put them to the side and we'll get to you later, is unacceptable. And I want this administration to explain to me and the public of why we have let this happen.
Leader Durkin, it's Steve Bertrand. How does that work? Did you formally ask for hearings? I know you're asking for them publicly, but is the process that you go to the speaker or the chairman of the committee, and have you done that?
I have. I've gone to the chairman of the committee, that's Representative Camille Lilly out of the west side of Chicago, and also to the Speaker of the House, and I've also made sure that the governor's office is aware of my request.
And what have they said?
They have been silent.
We're speaking with Illinois House Republican leader Jim Durkin about the issue with DCFS, and this all comes on the heels of a DCFS employee getting stabbed to death just while trying to investigate one of these situations where children were in harm's way. So I can't imagine what it's like to actually work for that agency, but don't you think we're due for a complete overhaul?
Absolutely, and that is why we need to have a full public airing of DCFS with respect to these two cases, but I know that there's clearly other children who came out of harm's way, but are not doing any better under state care. These are youth in care that we have a responsibility for. Same way we have responsibilities towards our veterans, which the administration completely abandoned in LaSalle County at the LaSalle home. But, you know, 2 years ago, one of my colleagues from Macomb tried to enhance the penalty and make a new crime for someone who's injured, a DCFS worker who's injured during the line of duty, and that was blocked by the Democrats in the House. So, you know, we're trying to do everything we can to help state employees, but also to help children. And I'm on 24 hours right now where it's been radio silence from the Democrats on whether or not we can at least have a public hearing and demand that the director of DCFS appear, and also someone from the administration to explain to me how we, the state of Illinois, a director, is being held in contempt of court and what they plan to do to get out of contempt.
Why is it? It's always DCFS. I mean, this is a terrible story, an awful story, but I've been doing this for 35 years, and there always are awful stories coming out of DCFS. It seems almost institutionalized. Why is that?
DCFS is always going to be a challenging place to work because the mission of that agency is it's very high. But the fact is, there's always going to be problems. But when there are problems, I have a responsibility to speak up. Now, Steve, I can't speak to previous directors, but all I want are the best efforts. And that's all we can do in a very imperfect world. But when I see a document that says that the director of the department has continued to refuse court orders time and time again to comply, that is a new one to me. That is a new one. So that's why this particular situation rises above what I have witnessed in the past. DCFS is always going to be a challenge. You've got to get the best in the business in there. But at the end of the day, it's not about AFSCME. It's not about the public sector union that runs that agency. It's about the children that we have a responsibility towards, which seems to get lost when it comes to work rules or how people are to conduct their day within DCFS.
And Leader Durkin, this rises above any political party because I don't know anyone of any party that would not want the best for children and to see these children get out of these psychiatric hospitals that they are no longer, they don't need to be there, or you've got a kid sleeping in a closet in an office. I mean, that just seems third world country, and it shouldn't be happening in the state of Illinois. Is it a funding issue?
No. No, the governor's sitting on plenty of money right now, and he's glad to spend money on a lot of programs and keep his budget moving and getting bigger and bigger. But, you know, he's sitting on, if this ties back to problems with COVID, we have billions of dollars of ARPA money, CARES money. The governor balanced the budget this year, but thanks to the federal government. But it's not a question of funding. It's about how is this money being invested? Are we getting the best out of that agency, which they can back up through their when we go to the budget? So I will just say that, as always, I will gladly work with the Democrats to find ways to improve the quality of services towards children in the Department of Children and Family Services. This should not be a one-party issue. And it seems that a lot of issues, a lot of things over the past year and a half, and particularly with this administration, is that it's only the Democrats who are involved behind closed doors negotiating or working on the major issues. We have bright people in my caucus that will work and do everything they can to improve the quality of service for the Department of Children and Family Services. This is not a political issue. And I've sent the orders out to all the members of my caucus because I want them to read these orders that were issued by the circuit court to give them context of what I am trying to accomplish. And when they read through, and we've all read through the fact patterns of how these poor children got to this situation, but what has the state done to help them with the quality of their life?
Leader, you said earlier that the idea to enhance penalties for those who injure DCFS workers came out of the House Republicans earlier. Governor Pritzker signed off on that after the recent murder of a DCFS worker. So it sounds like that will become law. Well, my question is, do you really think that's going to deter someone? I mean, if someone's going to kill a worker with the three or four of their kids in the house, do you think the idea of 10 or 20 or 30, 40 more years in prison is going to reduce the number of those crimes?
What it's going to do is going to give confidence to those DCFS workers that we respect their jobs. And if someone is going to mistreat them, if they are going to injure them during the course of their employ, there are going to be terrible consequences. I can't speak on behalf of what is behind the door when a DCFS worker makes that very difficult situation of having to go to a house and look and see how the children are being treated. But what's important is to keep the morale and know that the workers who work in DCFS work, the caseworkers, know that we take their job serious. And if someone is going to act inappropriate or injure them, that we are going to make sure that they will be held accountable. That's extremely important for, I would say, people who have very difficult jobs within DCFS. So I can't talk about deterrence. I want confidence in the workers, knowing that there are laws that will back them up.
Illinois House Republican Leader Jim Durkin, thank you so much for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thank you.